Hey, hurdlers. Emily popping in with another installment of 5 Minute Friday. You know the drill now. Telling you a story, offering you a thought prompt to bring you in to the weekend, and then sharing some cool stuff, some highlights from the week, what I'm listening to, what I'm reading, and perhaps some cool initiatives that I just think you need to check out ASAP. This week, I'm kind of in my feelings, to be honest. My birthday is coming up. It's next Tuesday, June 2nd. Shout out to any other Geminis that might be listening to this. And I think as we can all relate that when a birthday comes, you start to reflect, right? You think about the past 365 days, you think about the next 365 days. And then, of course, you just think about everything that's going on in your life. And it's funny, when I hit 30, I didn't necessarily feel super stressed. I think a lot of people get to 30 and they have this profound moment where they think about where they thought that they would be at 30 and what's happening and what's not happening. And to be honest, I didn't really feel a lot of that. But saying that on Tuesday, I turn 32 just gives me, I don't know, it makes me feel some kind of way. I actually, just the other day, one of my dearest friends, his birthday is on May 27th. And I said to him as I was walking up 2nd Avenue on my morning walk, I said, Tom, can you believe that we've known each other for almost 20 years? Like, I have known him for more than half of my life. And that's just crazy. Anyway, I digress. So the other day was standing in my bathroom, getting ready to go to bed and brushing my teeth. And I looked in the mirror and I feel like sometimes when something upsets you, like it kind of, you feel it bubbling up, you know it's coming, you're like about to get emotional, you get emotional, and it's like a whole progression. But I literally looked in the mirror and just had, out of nowhere, it felt like this moment where I thought to myself, your mom had you at 32. And I got like visibly upset, which was just so, again, unexpected and a little overwhelming. And I had this moment where it really built up inside of me and I felt it in my chest, and I walked over to my bed and I sat down. And sure, for like maybe a solid minute, I just thought about this idea of being a woman at 32 and being married and having my second child, which is not happening, but that's what happened to my mom. And then like at my next breath, I kind of exhaled all of that out. And I was sitting there and I just thought, that's not what's happening for you. You are not having a child at 32. I will call that right now. And you know what? That's okay. And after I let out that exhale and I kind of wrangled my feelings, so to speak, I immediately got to be really proud because I flipped the script and started to think of all of the things that have happened in the past 32 years. I ended last week's 5 Minute Friday by sharing the quote that's on my wall that says, remember when you wanted what you have now. And that's so true. When I take a second to reflect on, I mean, just even the last year, nevertheless, you know, the 30 that happened before that, I am so blessed with what my life has brought me, with all of the experiences that I've had. I mean, aside from fast facts, running 8 marathons, successfully going to college, getting my first job in New York City, living in New York City on my own. I mean, every day when I sit in this one bedroom apartment that I successfully pay for month in and month out, it blows my mind that I have managed to, on my own, be able to have this lifestyle. I think about, you know, the work that I've done personally, whether that's with the help of my therapist or just on my own and journaling. I think about Hurdle. I think about all of you. I think about the little things like getting up in the morning and believing enough in myself and knowing that I am worthy of my own investment to go out for something as simple as a run. There are so many things, big and small, that I have accomplished over the past 31 years. And just because I am not where someone else is in their life right now doesn't mean that what I have accomplished is any less great. And that is a fact. So for anyone else that can identify with this, that can relate with this comparison trap, that wonders if maybe they're good enough, I just want to tell you that you're good enough. We're all good enough And it's normal to have these feelings, but I think that what's most important is to take a step back and recognize that we all have our own accomplishments, and those accomplishments, these everyday feats, they make us great. So, my prompt for you this week, what is something that you've done in the past month that makes you proud? Again, what is something that you've done in the past month that makes you proud? All right, highlights of the week. And as you know, all of these links to everything I mentioned can be found in the description to this episode in the show notes. All right, let's see here. First things first, Tracksmith, as you heard about in Monday's episode with their CEO and co-founder, Matt Taylor. Tracksmith is teaming up with a slew of other brands, including Whoop, Hyper Ice, Roka, and so many more for what they're calling the Perfect Mile, which is a global virtual run to raise money for those helping to fight COVID-19. So registration for the Perfect Mile, it opened on the 26th. The event is going through this weekend on May 31st at 11:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a $15 sign-up fee for the virtual run. And once you pay up, participants get a digital race pack, which has a ton of discounts to all the participating brands, as well as a commemorative digital sticker that can be shared on social and so much more. Again, 100% of the proceeds raised from the Perfect Mile will be donated to support the United Nations Foundation's COVID-19 Solidarity Response Fund for the World Health Organization. Another thing to check out, a dear friend of mine, such a sweetheart, Cassie Shortsleeve, she just launched Dear Sunday, which is an online platform offering real pregnancy, postpartum, and new motherhood guidance. She is a super smart veteran journalist. And after having her daughter, who's named Sunday last year, she basically realized that she just wanted a lot of information that she didn't have great access to. And that is where her new baby, Dear Sunday, comes in. So Dear Sunday offers pregnancy e-guides, webinars, prenatal coaching services, and so much more. And to celebrate the launch, Cassie's encouraging women to share a photo of their motherhood experience to Instagram using the hashtag Dear Mom to Be and tagging their Instagram, which is at Dear Sunday Motherhood. So I'm super stoked for her. I encourage all the mama hurdlers to give this one a look. Another opportunity to give back. Two of my friends, Nadav and Kenny, we met a few years ago doing CrossFit at Brick in Midtown Manhattan. That feels like so long ago. God. Anyway, just last year, they launched their own group fitness studio here in New York called Rogada. And as you can imagine, they're having a little bit of a hard time. You know, it's a hard time to be a studio owner here when you can't open up your space to fitness people. And so they are trying to save their studio in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic, and they are stepping up and trying to raise money. So beginning tomorrow, Saturday, May 30th, they'll be attempting a series of increasingly difficult challenges with the hope of raising awareness and money for Rogada. Tomorrow, they're kicking it off with 1,000 burpees each, streaming it to their YouTube channel, Facebook Live, Instagram Live, and a Zoom, because why not? So check it out, support their cause, give a few bucks. I know that they would greatly appreciate. These guys have the best hearts. Next highlight, as someone who knows what it is like to be on the injured list, I love this next thing I'm bringing to you from Custom Performance here in New York City, which offers physical therapy and coaching and recovery. And they are offering pay what you'd like virtual sessions with their experts. No gimmicks here. Super helpful. I mean, I don't know a single runner or athlete or just individual that couldn't benefit from this. They've also got a new service called, I believe, Fresh Start, which is made especially for runners who want advice and direction on where to go next right now, which a lot of us do. If you're local to New York, the Custom Performance Studio itself is opening back up on June 15th for hands-on care, and they are offering 50% off services, which is a crazy deal if you feel comfortable going into the space. So for more info on that, you can email info@nycustompt.com. Again, that's info@nycustompt.com. And of course, the link for that is in the show notes. I am really digging this company called Ellsworth and Ivy. It was sent in to me from a hurdler. They are selling a super cute We're In This Together sweater, and 70% of all proceeds from the purchase of this sweater will be going to Feeding America's Coronavirus Response Fund. So click onto the show notes, grab yourself a sweater, do some good. It's a win in my book.
last highlight for you. If you haven't checked it out yet, this week I am on Tina Muir's Running for Real podcast. I'm so appreciative to her for having me on the show and so amped about all of the Running for Real podcast listeners that are coming over to the Hurdle feed and giving me a listen. So welcome to the community. I hope you stay a while. I feel like I just ran a marathon in like 8 minutes time. Thank you. As always, at Emily Abadi, at Hurdle Podcast. I'm always available for you over email. It's emily@hurdle.us. And this week, I am leaving you off with another quote from Dina Castor's book, Let Your Mind Run. I had my book club discussion on this last night, and it's feeling close to my heart right now. The quote is, "Your inner strength is where you gain a real advantage." Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.